1948, a delegation from Beitul Muqaddas was dispatched to Amman to welcome the vanguards of Jordan's army, which was heading Quds. At the same time, Zionists asked Quds residents through loudspeakers installed on some buildings to evacuate the city. The British governor hadn't left Quds when Zionists opened fire brutally on Palestinian districts and settled in bases which were still under the control of British forces and were submitted to them. However, Palestinian combatants fought against Zionists and forced them to retreat from the occupied lands. Despite the lack of facilities, the combatants managed to besiege some Zionist dwelling neighborhoods in Quds. At this time, serious conflicts occurred in the path between Quds and Tel Aviv. After the entrance of Jordan forces to Quds and the 2-month-long war, Quds settling Zionists surrender. Zionists, who enjoyed a good armament support, tried again to take control of the roads leading to Jewish neighborhoods, but they faced a strong resistance on the part of Palestinian combatants. Commander Behjet Abu Gharibiya led an attack with the help of the artillery, which resulted in setting free the building occupied by Zionists. Moreover, with the help of Jordanian forces, Neve Yaakov neighborhood was freed from the occupation of Zionists, and a serious conflict occurred in the old part of the city. Jordanian forces took responsibility of protecting Bab al-Khalil and blocked the road leading to Bab al-Wa'd. They also managed to take back Beit Givat neighborhood. The continuation of these accomplishments could have led to the suppression of Zionists in a lot of districts. But under the command of British commanders of Jordanian army, these fights stopped going any further. This story happened again later after the success of Arab army and Palestinian combatants in resisting against the attacks of the Jews in Bab al-Wa'd, which was followed by tracking Zionists and taking their belongings as booty. Here again, the British commander of Jordanian army commanded to stop going any further while they had besieged 100,000 Zionists in Western Quds, and it was very probable that Zionists surrender very soon. But the British commanders forced the Jordanian army to accept the truce. Zionists started their attacks again and violated the truce. British officers prevented Jordanian forces led by Salam Ariq from taking control of Quds Roads office. After a few weeks, Palestinian combatants and Jordanian army thwarted Zionists' new attack to Bab al-Wa'd, and 150 Zionists were killed in this conflict. After this conflict, Jordanian forces tried to prevent the violation of the truce on the part of Zionists, who wanted to obtain new weapons and sustain their stance. While Jordanian forces and Palestinian combatants were able to drive all Zionists out of Quds, the commands of British officers prevented it again. Zionists were in such bad condition that, at the time, even the leaders of some armed Zionist groups called for retreating from Quds officially. However, Ben-Gurion implemented the multiple-phased plan of occupying Quds, and Zionists attacked the old part of the city again. But this attack was seriously suppressed.